was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, high voltage, baby. I've been spending the last 2 hours ripping my hair out by the fistful.
Quick, 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 quick. Quick,
why?
Quick, quick, quick.
Why? Now I look like the world's ugliest dog. Of course, I probably looked like that before, but nonetheless, couldn't be any better. probably didn't help the situation out. Anyway, you know, I'm guessing one of these days old Google's going to like be out of business because they keep changing everything. You get everything situated exactly where you want it, and I'll be doggone if they don't turn around and update this and update that, and they don't ask you, they just do it. And so if you got older systems like Windows XP, Visa, Vista, whatever, doggone Windows 7 or even Windows 10 for that matter, you know, between Microsoft having the worst doggone software all buggy and full of viruses and such, you know, and I even got an old system that I'm running a little program, you know, Ubuntu on there, whatever the heck that doggone thing. It's a Linux kind of Ubuntu light kind of thing. And of course that system's kind of old, and every once in a while, you know, you'll have it on and the screen will go blank on it, you know, and it'll go bzzz and then it'll go blank, and then you gotta do a hard reset on it. So I'm pushing this button and resetting it, and I'm slapping that one over there, I'm kicking the one to the right, banging on this and rattling that, ripping my hair out. Going nuts. So it's duct tape and bailing wire. How are you supposed to do a mad science show whenever you got all this craziness going on? You know, I got to thinking about all this stuff here. It's not just software issues duct tape and bailing wire that's the problem. We got a segment of society out there that has a mindset that I'm gonna play this guy talking. He's talking about build it back better, you know. And it's like, that's what's wrong. That's what's going on. Because these jive turkeys, they're always out there hollering about climate change and all this kind of crazy stuff and about the environment, but they never do nothing but rip you off. That's all they ever do. And we'll get into that, but I wanted you to listen to this guy here, right here. I don't think he's doing any foul-mouthing in there. I hope he ain't, because I was probably doing some foul-mouthing before the radio came on. I might even have actually wrote some new words, so there might be some new words out there. So if you hear a new word that you never heard before, but it sounds like a dirty word, I probably wrote that one this morning. This 2 hours of ripping my hair out by the fistful. Anyway, Mad Science Show is live. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. And while you're on the Super chat room, scroll down there underneath the chat rooms and click on that People for People banner there, People for People Radio, and go over there and join their chat room as well. Come on, show the love, brothers and sisters. Come over there and say hi to them and all that kind of jazz. Anyway, so I'm going to play this right here because this kind of gives you an idea how creepy these people are, man. Let's go.
Tedros, WHO, many of these multinational institutions, not just the non-governmental ones, but the corporate ones too, fall under this liberal blob, and they are so happy. These guys are back in power. You want to see how creepy this is? There was a clip going around. Maybe you've heard about the conspiracy theory of the Great Reset. Or, you know, the idea that a lot of liberal people are going to exploit the coronavirus issue to reset society, rework the economy, rework various political orders.
That's a radical, crazy
conspiracy. I have no idea where they would have gotten this idea from.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever. We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Build back better.
Sorry, couldn't help that.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
To my plan to build back better.
I'm sorry, I just want to run up
start
and wrap
taking
them in
all
mouth.
The problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, written after coronavirus.
I'll tell you where you can put
it's
that
about
booklet.
Building this country back better.
Conspiracy following it. It is called The Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink
and reset the ways in which we live.
Oh, don't forget reimagine.
That clip could go on for several more minutes, okay? So I understand that some people get kooky with their theories about these kind of cabals of evil elites ruling the world. I don't think you need any kind of conspiracy theory. People in public, the liberal elite in public, are coming out and saying, yes, we're going to use this as an opportunity to rework the economy, to rework society, to rework the political order. There's no question about that. There's obviously cooperation going on, not just among the people in the United States, but around the world. This idea of building back better, this idea of, some people are calling it the Great Reset. I don't really use that term because it sounds conspiratorial and it sounds like secret and nefarious. It certainly is nefarious, but it's all out in public. You have plenty of these liberal elites, some of the elected politicians and many unelected people, describing this. And the way that one builds back better, or the way that one resets society, is not really done through democratic politics. In a way it is. Some of these people are elected. But mostly how this will be done is at the administrative level, or at the corporate level, also beyond the realm of democratic accountability. When you put people out of work, for 9 months, 10 months, it's more than that now, I guess. I guess we're coming up on a year, aren't we? When you put people out of work for that long, you make them much more vulnerable to these sort of plans. You gin up society. You encourage the sort of riots that we saw all year long. You clamp down on political rights. Now you can't go to church still in many places. You could always go buy a dime bag of pot in California. You could always go to those essential services, but you couldn't go to church. And the excuse for this was public health. Well, who runs the public health? It's this bureaucracy. It's this doctor dictatorship. It's Dr. Fauci liberated. And where do our liberties go with that liberation? Very, very creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy, man. And look, doggone World Health Organization coming out talking about how they're doing the vaccine testing wrong and it causes false positives and stuff. And they knew that all along. All these scumbags knew this the whole entire time. They knew it wasn't nowhere near what they were trying to say. They just wanted to build back better, man. Don't let a terrible crisis go to waste kind of stuff. See, and you wonder why I call it mad science, because all the time while they were doing this stuff, I was arguing about it, and I was getting shut down and told I was stupid. You're climate denier, you're COVID denier. Yeah, I am, you jerk. And I didn't wear your Satan's muzzle either. I didn't wear it then, and I won't wear it now, even when this bogus president's up in there telling everybody to wear your mask around for 100 days. You know, even though he wasn't following his own law, you know, the whole rules for thee and not for me kind of thing, that you see all these hypocrites out there, and now they're talking about, oh yeah, we got to open up our businesses. We got to get everything going. They only wanted to keep the doggone businesses down while they stole the election and burned down the city to keep everybody preoccupied and terrified long enough so that they could steal America out from underneath the good citizens. So, you know, and it wasn't just here. They did it in your country, too, you know, these scumbags out there. Look, if you're still wearing a mask out there, y'all just need to walk them over there, piling them up in front of their business and say, guess what? By the consent of the people, you're no longer the boss. Get lost. And then to tell them all, man, tell every last one of them, we ain't going to take it anymore. I have to play that song, we're not going to take it. What do you think? Anyway, so, you know, mad science has a job to do out here, and that's to put the truth out there on the table and let everybody know why these scumbags are stealing out of your pocket what the real truth is. That's one of the reasons why they hit us so hard all the time, because they don't like truth. You know, outside of the duct tape and bailing wire and glitches here and glitches there and Google constantly shadow banning and outright banning and doing all this updating this and updating that and spying on you just like Skype's bought out by Microsoft, you can't trust none of these big tech corporations. You can see they're scumbags, and now they're not even hiding the fact that they're scumbags. You know, you got that little Greta Thunberg, which ain't so little anymore. She's getting older, but she's out there shouting about the build back better. You know what? And then old freaking Hillary Clinton, man, that nasty old hag. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. You know, and I just like, I'm about sick and tired of all these jive turkeys, man. Look, we got every single solution necessary to solve every single one of the doggone problems that they proclaim that we have. We don't have these problems. We never had these problems, but they keep on telling the lie. Because if you tell the lie long enough to enough stupid people will run around with these stupid masks on their face thinking they're going to die. When the doctor that is now the head doctor over there at the supposed Biden shamistration or whatever you want to call it, bogustration. It's not an administration, it's a fraud is what it is. But either way, he was out there saying only ones that need the mask are doctors and healthcare workers and sick people. Healthy people don't need to be wearing no mask. It ain't going to do nothing for you. And then suddenly he comes out, well, everybody needs to wear a mask. Stay 6 feet apart. So they want you muzzled up there. That's a good old kind of sign that, you know your place and shut your face and you do as you're told and just believe what we tell you kind of stuff. Well, I'm not having it. Mad science ain't having it. So I tell all them turkeys out there, take your vaccine and stick it where the sun don't shine. That's what you can do with that one. And you can, while you're at it, also stow away that doggone Satan's muzzle you trying to get everybody to wear. We ain't going to build it back better. Build it back better means the dumb people got to sit there and tear it down. You got supposed leftist social justice warriors out there burning down the doggone cities and stuff as if that's going to help the environment out. All right, so you start a tire fire. That's a lot of carbon in the air. You start all kinds of chemicals on fire because, you know, inside every one of them buildings, there's all kinds of chemicals, toxic and everything else. Oh, yeah, that's just going up in smoke and other things and blowing up and leaking out into the environment. So now I suppose each one of these cities where they've been doing all this is one toxic wasteland. And they didn't think about that. Heck no, they didn't care. They just had to get the orange man out of office, you know. And all those folks that supported the other guy, you know, old Creepy Joe there, they were supporting pedophilia, child sex trafficking, and they were pretty happy about their choice. Oh, yeah, we're gonna get old Biden in there. They did it. Boy, shoot, yeah, they did it. Now they got buyer's remorse because now they're losing their jobs because he's signing all kinds of crazy stuff, shutting everything down, you know. I said a long time ago, we don't need what they like to classify as fossil fuels. We don't need it. I mean, we got ways that we can use pure distilled water as fuel. You know, we got all types of fuels. We can make our own crude oil, for Pete's sake. It's laying around in your yard. This world's a carbon-based world. And so there's tons and tons of stuff out there. You can make wood gasifier systems and you know, all different types of oils, different hemp seed oils, even cannabis seed oils, all different types of seeds, and even any type of seed that you can get out there that has any type of oil in it can be cold pressed and turned literally into fuel. You know, and so I don't understand what the big deal is on all this kind of stuff. So they don't mind cracking up the ground and sucking out the hydraulic pressure up underneath places, and then they get sinkholes popping up everywhere and don't know why that's happening. Well, sure you do. You just took all the doggone hydraulic pressure out of there. You pumped all that oil out, and now the ground that was floating on top of that thick old oil, it's a lot weaker now. So it's only common sense, basic science, basic physics. But man, you can't get these jab turkeys to listen to that. I've been shouting all four points of the compass and all that kind of stuff. Even part points in between. You know, you got like north, south, east, west. I shouted all those. And then as southeast, southwest, northeast, northwest. You know, I shouted all those as well. And I kept on and I kept on sending information out to other researchers in alternative energy. I kept sending information out to senators, congressmen, presidents of the United States. I sent information out to the energy industries, the energy companies, anybody that I could try to get to listen to a little bit of reason. So I'm sitting here ripping my hair out by the fistful because I'm going flat out insane, because every time I'm sitting here trying to do something positive, I'm either getting attacked on one computer by those out there that don't want me saying what I'm saying, or I got another one crashing because Google and Microsoft just can't leave stuff alone. Now, I'm not so sure about Firefox right now, but so far Firefox has been holding in there pretty true. They haven't been giving me a rash. You know, every time I use Firefox, there are some things about Firefox that annoy me because I like things a certain way. And so, you know, that it's just I just had to just basically kick old Google Chrome to the curb and make Firefox the man in charge now. So that's one problem solved, at least for the day. Now, who knows? Firefox might be up in the mess too. They might be spying and malwaring and virusing our computers in order to sell more products and stuff like that. You'd think that if you was a browser company, you'd want to make sure that your browser was the best on the market, best of the best. And so far, you can obviously tell that Chrome is not the one. Chrome is a spy machine. It's just a piece of, you know what? I don't like it at all. When it works great. But when it don't work great. It don't work at all. It just flat out broke. It broke as a joke. And, you know, and then next thing you know, you're ripping your hair out. So I restarted that computer and restarted it and restarted it and restarted it over and over again. Reset this, reset that. And finally I said, you know what? Enough of you, Mr. Chrome. You're on down the highway. I ain't having none of this anymore. So I got that system over there on Chrome over there. And then, you know, Skype was giving me a trouble where every time I turn around, Skype was updating. And it don't ask you, it just does it. It just rips right through. Next thing you know, Skype won't work, or it's moving about one fraction of a millimeter per thousand years per mile. And, you know, it's just like it's like watching paint dry in slow motion, you know. It's not a pleasant thing, and it'll have you ripping your hair out. You know, not that I got anything against bald-headed people, but I don't necessarily want to be bald, but I don't necessarily want to look like that old world's ugliest dog picture. Google it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. World's ugliest dog. That's what I look like today, man. Google it up, throw a link to the picture so everybody can see. Get a good visual out there what old crazy hair Shaziz looks like today. Because I've been at it for 2 hours and I'm just like, I'm tired of all this ridiculousness. So anyway, you know, with all this Build Back Better stuff, these folks out there, they want to tear down the system. They want it their way and only their way. They're even talking about running around, rounding up Trump supporters and all this kind of stuff and re-educating them and everything. And I'm hoping like heck somehow or another that the good guys win this fight, because we can't have stupid people in charge. You already seen the movie Idiocracy, and if you haven't seen the movie Idiocracy, go watch the movie Idiocracy. That's Mad Science Guy's worst freaking nightmare, that old movie Idiocracy, because in the movie Idiocracy, they're trying to water their doggone plants with Gatorade and wondering why the plants won't grow. I mean, they were all dying and everything, and then the guy that kind of got there from the past, he's a time traveler, so to speak. I guess he was frozen all that time. Anyway, he gets up there and he tells them, well, why don't you just use water? And they started laughing at him. Water? Oh, that's what we flush our toilet with. Okay. Yeah, when they finally listened to him, they figured he was the world's smartest man, and so they made him president. So maybe it'll work out like that at the end, and you'll have the smart guy telling all the stupid people, hey, this is what you need to do. And but what the problem we got going on right now is, yeah, there's the picture. Steven found it. I'll have to copy that link and put it over there in the doggone, they put it over in the people for people chat. Yeah, that's the one right there. Yeah, see, Steven's a good researcher, man. He can find anything. I tell you what, he's impressed me so many times it ain't funny. Anyway, speaking of Steven, go over there to the Super chat room and click on that link at the top of the deal that says Steven's resource link. He spent a lot of time on that deal. Yeah, check that picture out. That's what I look like today, man. That's me in a nutshell right there. Tell you what. World's ugliest dog. Yeah, that's the kind of morning I've had already. Now, I got cups of coffee, but both of them's cold. Cold as all get out. And so, you know, drinking cold coffee, that's kind of making it worse because it's cold in this room here because I didn't get the heater on in time. So, you know that song, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Whoa. Yep, that's one. That's way back. It's, a lot of you old folks know what I'm talking about, but you youngins, you got some catching up to do. And, you know, speaking of catching up, science has got a lot of catching up to do. I don't understand. These folks, if I know what I know and they ain't been able to figure it out by now, then they're hiding it. It's that simple. They're either hiding it or they're stupid. You know, some folks could be really seriously highly educated on the paper, but when it comes down to the doggone deals, see, play one of the videos I posted to get Fresh Joe. Let me see, where's it at right there? I scroll up there and give that a try, if I can find it. I don't see one there, brother. Did you put it in the Super chat room? Throw one in there that you want me to play and I'll do that and go warm my coffee up. Anyway, you know, it's aggravating. Trying to calm down. Well, you know, I seen some up here at the higher. Yeah, I seen them up here higher. Hold on, I think I can grab one. See if I can find one. It's higher than what I scrolled up on that one over there. Even higher than that. Man, that room's full. Alright. Throw a new one in there, brother. Something you want to hear. You want everybody else to hear. Posted a few earlier. Take your pick. Okay, I'm trying to find them, but I keep scrolling up here and I'm going back in time or something. Can't find it. Alright, well, I know you're that. Whoa, I seen one. Hold on, I think I seen one. Let's just click on this one right here. Hope there ain't no foul mouthing in there. The Jules rotational deal.
Welcome to the Thane Hines Potential Difference YouTube channel. In this demonstration today, we're going to be calculating the amount of electromagnetic field energy that is created in the RegenX motor. It's the created electromagnetic field energy that is responsible for acceleration of the RegenX motor. There is no external energy supplied to the motor when it's accelerating. All the acceleration is coming from internally created electromagnetic field energy. So, in order to calculate rotational kinetic energy increase or rotational kinetic energy creation, first we need to look at we need to establish our rotational inertia, and what I've done is the rotational inertia and the angular velocity of our system. So what I've done is I've dismantled an induction motor prime mover, and I've taken out the rotor, and I've taken off a permanent magnet rotor, in order that I can determine the rotational inertia of our rotating pieces. And the rotor combination is 5.7 kilograms, and the radius of our disc is 0.305 meters or 12 inches. And the rotational inertia is 0.265 kilograms meters squared. And the angular velocity is the conversion of the RPM that we'll be measuring to radians per second. 3,000 RPM equals 314 radians per second, and that's derived from the fact that one hertz is equal to 60 RPM, which equals 6.28 radians per second, and 3,000 RPM equals 314 radians per second, and we'll be operating in the 3,000 RPM range. So once we know what our...
Well, yeah, that one right there is not most of the folks probably don't understand that, but yeah, I went back. I don't know what date that was. It says Saturday, January 16th, Stephen. Anyway, I got my fresh warm coffee, so I'm doing good now. And going to be a short show today, obviously, because I was 2 hours late getting it actually started. But now these giant turkeys out there, they're constantly telling you that the world is in a terrible mess. And, you know, and most generally, they're the ones making the doggone mess. And it's frustrating because, you know, when you tell them you got answers to the deal. And let's see, what do you do to do, brother? Can I listen here? Oh, doggone it, man. Let me see if I can. All right, well, somebody's trying to listen to the deal here, and I can't even figure out what the heck is going on here. Ah, come on. Let me see. All right, so I'm just like losing my mind again. I'll just copy this link right here. Do-do-do-do. Copy. Alright. So maybe I go back up in the deal right there and send one. Look, folks, there's other radio links out there that you can actually listen into. Let me see. That one right there is the one I'm looking. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. That's terrible for radio, man. I tell you what, duct tape and baling wire driving me to drinking. And you know, also, folks, there's a doggone app that you can get as well. It's a radio app, if I can find the dang thing, which I think I just up and clicked on the wrong doggone thing, which I do quite frequently, seems like. Dad, burn it. Let me get this stuff situated here. Alright, so download the app right there. Okay, there we go. Copy. Alright, that should set that dude up right there. Alright, so there you go. Hope that helped out there, Giorgio. Alright, so anyway, things is just getting crazy these days. If you go to, and I'll post this in the Skype chat there, or not the Skype chat, or People for People. We need to get an app for People for People radio too, so we need to see if we can work on that. But you download that app right there, and you can listen in anywhere you go to for the Shaziz Radio and Mad Science and all that kind of jazz. And you'll never miss a debacle. You'll never miss a duct taped and baling wire show if you got this app on your portable device and all that kind of jazz. And so I'm putting it all the chat rooms there, and so that people can check it out and stuff. All right, so back on over to the madness of science and all that kind of stuff. There's folks out there that constantly believe the lies. They believe that we're going to starve to death, and while there are people in this world that are starving, it really makes me mad, because as much farmland as we have available, as much resources as we have available, and all the different techniques for growing food, even in the worst possible climates, you can grow food in the middle of Siberia. You can grow food in the middle of desert, the Sahara Desert. All you got to do is build the right systems to do it. All you need is water and sunlight, and if you don't have regular sunlight light, there's ways that you can use different types of LED lighting systems, other types of lightings that put out the right light spectrums that can kind of mimic the sunlight. So where there's a will, there's a way, man. But apparently these folks, they just don't get it. Everybody's constantly saying that we need to solve all these problems, but they never want to get up off their booty and do anything about it. And all the money that they waste on different things like the World Health Organization and the Climate Change Fund and all that kind of stuff. That money right there, the thousands of millions of dollars that they've wasted, to do what? To change something that nature's going to be in control of? There ain't nothing you can do. The weather is what it is. It's going to be that way. Weather's been changing since the dawn of time. So you didn't coin the phrase, you just used the phrase in a way that to deceive people, to basically perpetrate a fraud. And, I'm not into all that. So what do we got here? Hold on, I see another picture coming up. Shaz ain't got time for jive turkeys. Heck, I like that. All right, I'm going to have to save that one right there. I might have to put that up there on the podcast page. Okay, let's see pictures. Shaz ain't got no time for that. I'm sitting here painting like a jive turkey myself, or typing. Time for that. All right, there we go. Thanks, Steven. Jive turkeys. Yeah, there's a lot of doggone jive turkeys out there, man. Got all their fancy duds on and thinking they know what's best for everybody, out there doing all these protests and social justice things in the midst of out there terrorizing people and burning stuff down and throwing nasty stuff at each other and all that. Man, how are we ever going to fix it? How are we ever going to fix the world? You need to find a cure for stupid first. You find a cure for stupid and a cure for liberalism, then you'll have the planet solved. Because the liberals of the world, they're the ones doing all the doggone damage. One minute they say, we don't support the military-industrial complex. And the next minute they're out there stealing the election so they can put in, guess who? The military-industrial complex. They want to put the same criminals in charge. They don't care whether this man is a pedophile. They don't care whether this man is a corrupt criminal. They don't care whether this man's taking money and bribes from foreign nations. They just don't like the orange man, because their mainstream media basically gave them the Kool-Aid, and they drank the Kool-Aid, and they believe that this man is terrible. Now they got everybody's being called a racist and all this kind of stuff. How's that going to fix the world? that ain't fixing nothing. That's just starting more fights, because eventually somebody's going to get fed up with all the shenanigans and start throwing some knuckles or worse. Man, you know, if somebody take me serious for just the 30 days, we get into a doggone machine shop and we build from scratch an engine that would run on pure distilled water just to prove that it will work, because they've already been using water injections in internal combustion engines for a long time. Nobody remembers that, and you can show them and you can tell them about it, but they're never going to do anything about it. That drives me crazy. Drives me flat out crazy. And so at the same time, while I'm bashing the dang computers and pulling my hair out by the fistful, trying to get a resolution to try to figure out how to get a doggone radio show on the line, you know, I'm having all these issues. And then every time I turn around, there's some jive turkey trying to mess with the doggone computers, doing some denial of services on my service provider or whatever, you know, hitting the servers so that we can't broadcast steady and all that. So, Stephen said, you can lead a fool to knowledge, but you can't make him think, Chaz. Yeah, that's right. That's the truth. Man, you could show them the book. You could read the book to them. You could actually put it in a video form with a cartoon kind of character doing it. Or in one of those little doodly videos, those doodle videos where they draw it out while you're talking about it. And these folks wouldn't even get it then. You could literally walk them step by step through the whole process. This is how we do it. They fix the whole thing up. You know? And they're not going to do it. And the ones who could do it, they're so stuck in the book that they believe there's only one way. Oh, you can't get out more energy than you put in. Well, nobody's trying to get out more energy than we're putting in. We're trying to use the energy in such an efficient manner that you don't need near the amount of energy to do the work. That's the simple of it. But can't get nobody to listen to reason. And so we have this issue going on. That's why the Mad Science Show's around, you know? And then the Mad Science Show had to take a slight detour because the world was going crazy. World was going down doomsday road. And I'm like, come on, man. I'm trying to work over here. You're out there burning it down while I'm trying to fix it up. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? So I get on the Knights of the Round Table and I talk about problems in the world and talk about the solutions of the stuff and try to get everybody, you know, to get together on this kind of stuff. But, you know, all these folks that have a reach even further than where I can reach, they're out there foul-mouthing and cussing up and down storm and laughing and mocking and ridiculing one another and doing all this stuff to each other. And, you know, you got the leftists that are out there sending the FBI and all the alphabet soups out to everybody's house talking about, you're a terrorist. And no, I ain't no terrorist. Jive turkey, I'm just trying to get some stuff done and y'all getting in my way. So while they're out there stealing elections, burning down the communities and all that crazy stuff, we could have resolved every single one of their problems. Every last one of them. And even if you wanted to continue to sell fossil fuel and burn that as your standard fuel, it don't matter, because we still have the technology to recover all the carbon emissions out of there and reburn that fuel and tune those machines to the extent where you can get hundreds of miles to the gallon instead of just a few miles to the gallon. And I just don't get it, because if I know this, and then these science folks out there have to know this, and that's why everybody keeps giving me a rash. Well, if that was possible, we'd already be doing it. No, you wouldn't be doing it, because why would they want to sell you something that won't break? You have to have a light bulb that'll burn out within a certain period of time, otherwise you can't sell light bulbs. You have to have a doggone deal that's going to be inefficient in using electricity so that you can sell more electricity. Same thing with the engines. You have to have them where they won't be 100% efficient. Otherwise, you wouldn't get no doggone money for fuel. So you don't want nobody going out there saying that there's a cure for the common cold if you're trying to sell cold medicine. That's contrary to your business. So if you can keep everybody and his brother and their sisters sick, then you can make money by selling them not a cure, but a treatment to mask the symptoms of the disease and just basically keep them sick. And so you think the doctors in this world who basically take a Hippocratic oath to do no harm, maybe they would want to, cure some people, right? You know, maybe heal them, make them feel better, get rid of the disease. No, can't do that, because then you got those people who are talking about how the world is overpopulated, like old Bill Gates, who's now, ironically enough, trying to shove a vaccine in your arm that people are dying from. I'm scared for the people that's taking that dang thing, because some's going to have bad reactions to it and some ain't. And, look, the famous baseball player, Hank Aaron, he just died 2 weeks after he takes his vaccine. But it wasn't related, it was something else. He died of old age. Really? He was doing all right until you gave him that doggone vaccine. Then he gives these people these deals where they got cerebral palsy, or they have a stroke, or different side effects, which they list on there, and they say that this is not necessarily going to cure it or prevent you from ever getting it again. So why take that now? And then the fact that, you know, you got all these pro-lifers out there who are willing to take a vaccine that literally has been basically aborted fetal tissues as the way to invent this vaccine, and they say they don't use it, air quotes, they say they don't use it in the actual manufacture, and it was just used during the testing purposes, and they make a synthetic RNA vaccine out of it. So they're re-engineering, they're building it back better, they're building you back better. So the next thing you know, your DNA's changed forever. You're not who you was before, because it just got in there and changed the decoding on your DNA. And some folks is rejecting it and they're dying. So, what gives here? Are they trying to kill us off? Maybe that's the deal right there. Maybe they got a secret handshake where, give this person this vaccine, give that person this vaccine, so they'll strategically take out whichever ones of us that they don't like. And there ain't no way in Sam Harry, that I'm taking the doggone vaccine. They can stick it right where the sun don't shine. Ain't doing it. Be lots of kung fu and gunfire if they try. Ain't doing it. I'm not wearing Satan's muzzle. It's scientifically not plausible. It's stupid. Makes you look stupid. Causes other side effects, the health effects that they're denying, even though people come out and say, this is what's happening. So, it is what it is, but that's what I'm not taking it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. And, I don't care if it's mandatory. I don't care what. If they try to come around and forcefully force a needle in my arm, they're going to be met with Jed Clampett and his old shotgun crazy guy out there saying, hey, you might want to just get on off down the road. Because one of us is going to get shot, and it sure ain't going to be me. So, I give them an infusion of lead for them trying to give me an infusion of their poison. I'm not doing it. So best they just stay on down the road. I'm not taking it. Anyway, sorry the show came out the way it did today, but you got to listen to the attention, you got to pay attention to detail. When they're talking about building things back better, they're not talking about building it back better for your benefit. They're talking about putting it in their hands where they're in control. They tell you what to think. They tell you, how many genders there are. Look, according to the good man, good Lord up above there, the creator of this world or whatever, however you look at that, there were two genders when this world was created, and that was a man and a woman. The rest of them are made up. So if you got some dude dressed like a lady, then that's exactly what you got, a dude dressed like a lady. You don't have, an extra gender there. I don't care. It just makes you mad. Well, you need to go reread your science book, biology and all that kind of stuff. Well, now they're probably trying to burn biology science books and stuff. They don't want that word out there. They'll probably teach them in school. The kids now have to learn all the other genders in alphabetical order and recite them before they can graduate from school. It's sickening, folks. It's good coffee. In my day, back when I was going to school, we learned real science. We did hands-on experiments, and we learned and asked questions. Why is this happening? What causes that? And we got a good grasp on science, and we were the better for it. So, you know, nowadays they don't teach the kids half the skills that they should have. Most young adults now don't even know how to change a tire on the car that they drive to and from work. And so they don't know how to check the oil, and some of them, even if they do know how to check the oil, they don't take the time to do it because they're either too lazy or too distracted or just too forgetful or whatever. Might has to do something with all that fluorine and chloride, or fluoride and chlorine in their doggone water. Can't even get it out. Some people were smart enough to ban that in their drinking water, which is a good thing. But, you know, they put that in there under the guise of, you know, saving your teeth, you know, or basically killing off bacteria, you know. Every once in a while they'll call you up on or put a warning out. Oh, well, don't drink the water coming out the pipe. What? I just had a glass of water. Oh, sorry. You're not going to be feeling pretty good here, very good here in a bit. Either way, we got the technology. When we're ready to use it, I guess we'll do it. But in the meantime, you know, that's about all I got for you for the Mad Science Show. Since I only got an hour to basically rant and rave and complain and all that kind of jazz. Either way, look at that picture that Steven sent in there. The world's ugliest dog. That's what I look like today. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to what we could get of Mad Science in today. Take care.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch